The story of like the week all of a sudden, even more than Alabama winning two straight titles, AJ McCarron's girlfriend, Catherine Webb, Miss Alabama, kind of hit on by Brent Musburger. Hang on. I have the audio. Let's just play the audio.
You see that lovely lady there? She does go to Auburn. I want to admit that. But she also Miss Alabama, and that's AJ McCarron's girlfriend, okay? And right there on the right is Dee Dee Bonner. That's AJ's mom. Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman.
Wow, AJ's doing some things right down in
Tuscaloosa. So if you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with Pop.
Nothing about that was that bad to me.
It was pretty funny.
Like, it was funny. It's like, yeah, I understand you want to be like, wow, it's a 73-year-old dude. That's right. A little creepy.
Well, I was watching that game, and I had my computer in front of me, and he said that. I said to myself, gots to Twitter that. And I tweeted something stupid.
Right, everyone tweeted something stupid at that point.
And ESPN has come out and apologized
I don't
for
get it.
Brent Musburger.
No, you know what? I do get it. Because if you're ESPN, you do things you would, like, I don't think 1982 ESPN apologizes here.
No, which they shouldn't.
But 2013 ESPN has so much to lose. You just quell these. You just smash all of these little things down as soon as it rises.
You have to fight the fight. I mean, the more it goes back to the pansification of sport argument that we've had over and over again, and not even sports society. At some point, you know, you have to be able to recognize the difference between a controversy and something kind of funny people are talking about.
Right. No,
and this Musburger thing, nobody's saying, oh, Musburger's a, you know, he's a predator, or that this was offensive, or that AJ
Chris Hansen, hey.
Yeah.
Look,
I don't think AJ McCarron's girlfriend was offended that somebody
she
called
wasn't,
her
actually.
Beautiful.
She came out this morning in the Today Show and said that everyone should lay off. He called me pretty. What do I have to hate on?
Exactly. So,
but look, you say you got to fight the power. You are the power. You want to stay in power. You don't want to have these things biting at your ankles. You just squash them and move on. I understand that. That said, Darnell Dockett, dude, check yourself. All right. Yeah. Darnell Dockett, Arizona Cardinal, just all over this on Twitter, hitting on her, tweeting her his phone number, being like, let's go to some food place. I don't know.
Right.
Dude.
Not cool.
Calm down.
You know, it's not even, I have no problem if you want to, you should probably direct message your phone number, Darnell.
He tried to. He failed.
Oh, that's what the issue was? Okay, good. So then he got really overexposed.
Yeah.
The issue at hand there is that this entire babe slurp fest was predicated by the fact that she's AJ McCarron's girlfriend.
Right.
And you got to have a little bit more respect.
Have a little class, huh?
For the two-time world champion quarterback.
By the way, he says this. You say this right now. So apparently, if you wanted to text AJ, if you wanted to tweet AJ McCarron, be like, yo, your girlfriend tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios, that'd be okay. But if he's trying to give him his phone number, that's stepping over the line.
There's the actual practical part of the Darnell Dockett. Darnell Dockett was literally trying to see what AJ McCarron's girlfriend tasted like. Kevin Arnett was just making a joke about what he presumed the taste of Lala was.
Fair enough. So we'll just leave that there and move on. A couple stories I want to hit real quick. The Dallas Stars yesterday responded in easily my favorite story of the young year so far.
Yeah, glorious moment.
The Dallas Cowboys take a hit at the NHL. We're like, and meanwhile, in business nobody cares about, the NHL is back. The Dallas Stars retweet at the Dallas Cowboys and say, at least our number 9 got it done, and attach a picture of Dallas Star legend Mike Modano hoisting the cup from when they won it in the late 90s. That is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It was fantastic.
Because, you know, you can't, if you're the NHL right now, you can't battle back and be like, yeah, people care. No, nobody cares right now. You can't, especially when you're fighting the NFL.
Right.
You can't go about it that way. You can go about it where you're like, hey, yeah, your quarterback sucks. Our number 9, cup champions.
At some
look
point,
at the ring. Kiss the rings.
At some point, Tony Romo is going to go buy himself a stool and some rope. I mean, had nothing to do with this.
Right.
And every single jab is just Tony Romo sucks.
Right.
The season's over. It's the NHL. It's the Dallas Stars, for heaven's sake.
Who are terrible. But it's great. I loved everything about it.
Tony's just got to be like, whoa, I'm going to go to Cabo.
Right.
I'm going to
Couple other stories. The MLB is going to switch from the old school, like, rotary phone that they got in the dugouts now to a new, cool, hip, T-Mobile-sponsored mobile phone system
Terrible
for
decision.
Calling out to the bullpen. I don't understand it. Whatever.
The old phones in the dugouts were great.
You know what this is? This is the James Bond franchise selling martini, shake it, and stir it to Heineken.
Right. You know what? That's exactly what it is. Here's my issue. If you are going to modernize your game, and this is kind of a pathetic way to start, you know, instant replay is a thing, but if you're going to modernize your game to try to make it look less ridiculously old, don't have your 70-year-old managers wear baseball uniforms.
Joe Torre wearing.
They look
PF Flyers.
It looks like if you have like an old grandfather with Alzheimer's and you like dress him in a uniform and you take a picture to tweet it out to your friends because you're sick and you think that's funny.
Who does that?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Who does that? Why did your mind go there? What is that?
What I'm saying is old people in baseball uniforms look ridiculous.
Okay.
Did we need to abuse senior citizens
in the process?
Dude, at the end of the Joe Torre era.
It was uncomfortable
watching him go out to the bullpen.
Somebody call the Bricks family grandparents and see if they're okay.
My grandparents are very, very cognitive.
All right. Last thing. Lance Armstrong reportedly is going to appear on Oprah and admit to doping and whatever else. No surprise, he's going to do it with Oprah. He's going to sit on Oprah's couch like it's the old days.
Right.
You know.
You get a syringe, and you get a syringe, and she gets a syringe, and he gets a syringe, and then Tom Cruise comes in and jumps on the couch. I've never seen
it. I love it. It sounds like you might have.
Whatever happened to Rachel Ray taking over for Oprah Winfrey?
Wasn't that a thing? Rachel's on a different network. She's got like a cooking show, I think, on NBC. Oprah's on her own network.
Oh, that's right. She's got the O channel.
Right, which is probably why... She probably threw some money at Lance. Be like, Lance.
Right, Lance.
Give me something.
Yeah, Ed Ward is like, ah. Terrible.
Rachel. ESPN. Just beaten again. Come back. An NHL-themed outrageous claim. It's cover two.